Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. I never ever believed it would be possible to be happy without children, to live an inspiring life without children. This is a subject often not spoken to. It can be quite thorny, maybe difficult, or even a lot of people think it's not even worth speaking to because surely it's impossible to live as an inspired life without children as with children. I want to go there today. I want to explore that subject. Is it possible to be happy without children? So let's dive in and have a look at this together. If you like the podcast, please subscribe to get updates automatically. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts or another medium that allows reviews or ratings, I encourage you please to rate it or review it, as well as other people to find the podcast and to share the love. Loving you. As I sat in the beautiful gardens of the convent where I was a guest for a week, staying with a lovely, quite eccentric bunch of nuns. It was a place for retreat, it was a place of sanctuary, it was a place of just reconnecting to myself without distraction, without the internet, without anything. Just place of simplicity of being for a week. It was spring, the gardens looked beautiful, and I looked at these two vegetable patches. One had all these beautiful vegetables growing, the other was empty, just a patch of mud, a few weeds, and I thought, that's my life, barren, it's empty. Everyone else has this life full of things growing, thriving, the things they enjoy and seem to be content and living a life they're inspired by. And mine just felt empty despite having a very successful career. So on the outside, it looked very full. Very successful career, lovely wife, the house, the lifestyle, the car, the holidays, it's friends, health. But inside it felt barren and empty. And at the time I thought the only way from getting A to B was having children, that was the thing that would help our lives be the inspiring, fulfilling, purpose-filled life that we craved. Not just that, I really felt that having children was like a season, a new season in our life, that the struggles and the challenges from the past in our lives, in our relationship, in our past, our baggage, that it was a sign of, maybe say, God's blessing and a sign of a new season we can be happy from now. But I think, looking back, I can really see how I was trapped in this cycle of, I'll be okay when, I'll be happy if. And I wasn't aware of it at the time. It's very subtle, but very strong. Chasing the next thing I thought would make me happy or feel safe and secure. Startling childhood, maybe. I'll be happy when my mum's happy with me, so make sure I don't upset her. I'll be happy when my teachers are happy with me, or good grades, got my degree, got a good job, a pension, and there was always the next thing I thought I had to create or seek or achieve to feel a level of satisfaction within me. And there's a branch of psychology called positive psychology. Psychology, for most of its life as an industry, has studied unhappy people to find out how they can be less unhappy. And it wasn't that long ago in the history of psychology, a couple of decades ago, that a psychologist called Martin Seligman coined the term positive psychology. He was gardening and his little girl, about five at the time, was playing in the garden, and she was playing with something, and it kind of, while he was gardening, flowering, he was weeding the flower bed, and one of her toys or something landed in the flower bed. He got a bit frustrated or annoyed, and she turned to him and said, "No, Daddy, do you remember the time where I couldn't ride a bike and I learned to ride a bike?" And he said, "Yes." And she said, "Do you think you can learn to be happy?" And that really struck him, how as a psychologist, maybe they were looking in the wrong place. Maybe they should be studying happy people. And through that whole creation of this whole branch of psychology called positive psychology, he defined three levels of happiness. One is a pleasurable life, living life to the next kick, as it were. That's not lasting. For me, that's when we're living outside in. I'll be okay when, I'll be happy if, I'll be happy when. That often leads to a pleasurable life. It's the next thing, where it's the promotion or the holiday. It feels good for a while, it's not lasting. Then he defined the next kind of level of happiness as a contented life. And for me, that's living life more inside out, connected to our deeper sense of well-being within us. That our okayness, our contentment is not actually dependent on any external experience. You can have external experiences, nothing wrong with external experiences, nothing wrong enjoying external experiences, but just recognize at the end of the day, our experience comes from our thinking about those things. True kind of mountaintop experiences, you don't have to be on the top of a mountain to have it. You can have amazing mountaintop experiences in the most simplest of circumstances. For me, it's about being present to it, really being present to it and alive to it. And you'll see so much amazing things going on you can be appreciative or thankful for when we're more alive and present to a moment. And the top level of kind of happiness he defined was a fulfilled life, which is a contented life, but then an element of working towards something bigger than you, a sense of purpose. And I believe we all have a sense of purpose even beyond having children. Even beyond having children. If we think having children gives us a sense of purpose, then we live that sense of purpose through our children. It puts a lot of pressure on them unconsciously and often leads like an empty nest syndrome. When they get older and don't need their parents so much, maybe move out and start living their own adult lives. And I think I'd like my son to live a life of purpose, of knowing what his sense of purpose is. And one of the ways I can do that maybe is for me to live out my purpose. I believe my purpose is to show people how amazing they are, to really connect to their deeper sense of self they were born to be, to see through the illusion of our insecure thinking, to be transformed by love, and must learn to love themselves. And from there, that's where amazing things can happen in our lives. There's a sense of flow and possibility. So I believe, yeah, we have a sense of purpose beyond having children. And you can get a hint of that, a taste of that, is one thing about what did you crave psychologically as a child. Yeah, so as a child, my mum suffered anxiety and depression, was an alcoholic, and I guess I craved to be seen, craved to be loved. That kind of attention, to know I was wanted. And I guess what I like to bring into the world is help people see that in themselves. To see themselves, to see who they really are, to see that they are loved, they are worthy, they are wanted in this life. And for me, that helps us come from a feeling of home with us, a feeling that feels safe, like being at home, secure, relaxed, and we can create our life from that place, rather than trying to create a life that's trying to create that feeling within us. And I often ask clients that question, you know, what do they crave psychologically as a child? Often I don't need to ask it because in our work it comes out, it's quite clear what they crave. Often maybe it might be a sense of belonging. And whether whatever they're doing, even in work, they can begin to see that what makes their work more purposeful is bringing that element into their work. So often work with senior directors and companies, CEOs and directors and partners, and they can see actually one of the things they like about their work is maybe is not just the work they're doing, whether it's accountancy or PR or marketing, is that sense of creating a family sense of unit within the staff, within the organisation, a place where people feel that they belong, because that's part of their sense of purpose, to create that sense of belonging, because that's what they craved as a child. So I do believe we have a sense of purpose even beyond having children. And the more we start to live that sense of purpose now, it's a place to come from, not a place to get to. The more we can start to feel a sense of completeness, wholeness now, and not thinking we need anything, even a baby, to have that sense of completeness and wholeness. Because we're born complete, we're born whole. When was the last time it was a baby and thought they weren't complete? That's who we are. So rather than I'll be happy when, is actually, it's a place to come from. It's creating that container you want to bring your family into, rather than expecting your family to create that container, whether it's happiness or contentment or purpose. And you can begin to feel into that. It's a feeling, it's an experience. It's creating that experience in your life today. And I think experience is important. Things we learn from experience. Now, you look thinking about your childhood, it doesn't matter what our parents say or do, really. It's what we experience as a child. Yeah, so our thinking as a child creates our experience, which is why different siblings can have different experiences of the same kind of parenting. But it's your experience that shapes you. Because your experience is what we learn from. So it's creating more of that experience now. The experience of feeling of home. Because only one thought away from being happy, you only thought one thought away from feeling a sense of purpose and a feeling of being home. So one possibility is, I know a lot of people like the idea of visualization, whether you can visualize yourself in the future being content and happy and a sense of purpose, even without children. Because the moment you can do that, I think for me that's a game changer, because the pressure comes off the whole fertility process. And a lot of people don't believe that's possible, and we didn't believe that's possible, to feel content and kind of happy and a sense of purpose without children. We didn't believe that place existed, but it does. It really does. And that's where I help my clients get to that place of knowing they're okay and complete, even without children. It doesn't mean they give up the process or give up exploring, give up trying, but takes the pressure off the whole process. It becomes a choice rather than an unconscious need. And I remember going back to the flower bed and so that the vegetable patches another time. And one was still full of life growing. The other was still empty. But I looked at the empty one. And I see, yeah, that's my life. But it no longer felt barren and empty. It felt like a blank canvas. It felt like I could really begin to be me. Excuse me. And be me and be free to make decisions for my soul. First time I began to realise I was allowed to be happy. That I wasn't a victim in life. I created my life from my thinking. And okay, it wasn't full of things that really truly inspired me yet. But I could go from that place and start creating those things. So it is possible to be happy without children. And perhaps you can begin to lean into that possibility by exploring a sense of purpose even beyond having children. What did you crave as a kid psychologically? What is it you want to bring into the world through having a family? What is it you want to create for your children? Or if you could create that for your customers, for your team, for your clients, for your friends, where you can begin to bring that into the world at large. Or if you can imagine feeling a sense of completeness even without children. For me, that's the game changer. Because you've got everything within you to be complete. We're born that way. It's just our thinking that stops us sensing it, feeling it, connecting to it. And you're only one thought away from being that sense of completeness within you, feeling it, being it. The moments of quiet where we're just being, we feel complete. We yearn for nothing in those moments. In the states of flow, we yearn for nothing. We feel complete. That's within us. Whether you get glimpses of it or longer periods of time, you drop into it, it's there. We're only ever one thought away from being back in that space. That's your truth. That's who you are. That's how you came into the world. Before you got contaminated by this outside in, insecure, fearful thinking of expectations or not being good enough or fear of failing, all those things we learn along the way through our interpretation of things around us, particularly in childhood. But that's not who you really are. That's not your truth. That's not your true identity. Below all that is a you that knows you're complete in this moment and can create an inspiring life, whatever the circumstances. Because it's a state of being. It's being free to be you in any given moment, to speak your truth, to express yourself. That's freedom. That's flow. That's fulfillment. So I wonder in what way you can begin to do that more in your life. Know it's okay to be you. And the happiness and contentment flows from that state of being. Loving you.